Hello once again. This is Brother Mike at May-21-2011.com. That's May-21-2011.com with another study in the series on Daniel chapter 8. We are now on verse 12, and this will be part 3. I'll begin by reading that verse, and then we'll go into an introduction and the body of the message, and then end with a short conclusion. Well, let's begin by reading that verse. "And an host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression, and it cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered." In our last study of Daniel 8:12, part 2, that you can click on to refresh yourself of, we once again took note that beginning on May 21, 1988, when God began his judgment on this world, first at the house of God, namely at the whole corporate Christian church, our verse 12 stated, "An host," that is an army of demons and counterfeit Christians, "was given him," that is given to the little horn, that is the Antichrist, who is not a man but Satan himself, "against the daily sacrifice," literally, against the continual or eternal sacrifice, who is Jesus Christ, "by reason of transgression," or in, or by sinning, that is. And then we read in that verse, "And it," that is the little horn's host, or army of demons and counterfeit Christians, "cast down the truth to the ground." That is, they cast down the truth in the Christian churches. "And it," that is the little horn's army of fallen angels and counterfeit Christians, "practiced," we read, "and prospered." Indeed, from our vantage point today, we can clearly see that many of the truths in the Holy Bible, that is a good literal translation of the 66 books found in the Protestant Bible, which 66 books are also found in the Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Bibles, but excluding their Apocrypha, so-called lost Gospels, or any other ancient writings. These teachings of the 66 books have been cast down in the Christian churches. Two studies ago in our study of Daniel 8:12 part 1, before our last study of Daniel 8:12 part 2, we mentioned one truth in particular that has been cast down in the Christian churches, namely the teaching that is of no more salvation possible ever since the many days of judgment day began on May 21, 2011. For proofs and evidence of this, click on God's seven-day warning to Noah was a 7,000-year warning to us to read and also follow all the links therein. While all the Christian churches are saying that salvation is still possible, nevertheless, according to God's Holy Bible, salvation came to an end. So, in their blindness, Christian churches have cast down the truth, just as the ancient people of Judah and Jerusalem did when they were saying, "Peace, peace," when there was no peace. For due to their rebellion against God's law and their worship of idols back then, Yahweh was, at that time, going to destroy them by the Babylonians, no matter what the leaders and people were saying and thought. Yes, It had reached the point that salvation from destruction was no longer possible for them due to their hardened hearts. In fact, God would no longer even listen to their prayers because they would not listen to and obey Him. And although God warned them over and over and over again by His prophets, they would not accept what prophets such as Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and all the rest of the prophets said to them. As a result, by His prophets, God finally declared that Israel, and then later Jerusalem and Judah, could not possibly any longer be saved from destruction. Thus, they all perished because, in essence, instead of listening to God's few true prophets, they listened instead to the many false prophets, people, and leaders who tickled their ears and said salvation was yet possible when it was not. As usual, they would not listen to the few true prophets who declared that salvation was no longer possible, just as the prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and peoples in the Christian churches will also not listen to those few who are true prophets today. Indeed, they would rather listen to the many false prophets and teachers in the Christian churches. And so we see, not much has changed today. The so-called people of God who now fill the churches are a stiff-necked and rebellious people who would rather listen to their multitude of false pastors, teachers, priests, evangelists, leaders, and so-called prophets that they have gathered together for themselves to tickle their ears in fulfillment of the Holy Scripture, which warned of this. In 2 Peter chapter 4, verses 3 through 4, we read, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." And so, to fulfill scriptures like what we just read, everyone in the Christian church are saying that salvation is still possible when it is not. The counterfeit Christ, the little horn, and Antichrist, also called the beast, the abomination of desolation, and the man of sin, although he is not a literal man, but the devil himself, along with this host or army of demons and counterfeit Christians in the churches, have cast down the truth of no more salvation possible to the ground. For many of them, they are not even willing to consider all the scriptures in support of no more salvation ever since May 21, 2011, according to the very accurate biblical timeline of history that you can click on to so see. They have closed their minds to see that the biblical timeline is just that, the biblical timeline of history that God wants us to know, as it comes right out from the Bible itself. Therefore, its resulting dates are absolute truth and should not be ignored. Basically, it is just the adding up of the lifespans of the patriarchs given in the genealogies of Genesis chapter 5 and chapter 11 in a way that the Bible prescribes, and then simply aligning that timeline with our modern-day Gregorian calendar. So if you haven't already done so, begin your study of the end times with the biblical timeline. Because everything in the end times is based upon it. And begin that study of the biblical timeline by carefully reading chapters 3, then chapter 4 of the book called Adam When. Just click on the previous link to download the PDF file and begin slowly and carefully reading at chapter 3 with your calculator at hand. You can also see how the timeline was put together by taking out your calculator to follow along while you listen to the following studies that were recorded sometime before May 21, 2011. Although the teacher of these studies at that time did not perceive the completely spiritual and non-physical nature of the many days of Judgment Day that were back then to begin on May 21, 2011, nor did he understand the timing of the rapture that he thought would be on May 21, 2011, when, actually, the Bible has always taught the rapture would take place on the last day of the world and not on May 21, 2011. And you can see this by clicking on When is the Rapture? And nor did the teacher of the following studies back then comprehend, as we now do, the 5-month period of Revelation 9:5 that you can click on for information to not be a literal 5-month period from May 21, 2011 to what he then thought would be the end of the world on October 21, 2011. But instead, this 5-month period was simply symbolic of the entire period of God's judgment on the whole world, from May 21, 2011, to the end of the world, regardless how long that would be. Once again, you can learn more of that by clicking on Revelation 9 and scrolling down to verse 5. Nevertheless, all the dates of the biblical timeline in the following audio teachings from the Bible, which were given prior to May 21, 2011, are still completely accurate. Except, of course, as just previously stated, the date of October 21, 2011, for the reason previously stated. Again, you can learn more of this in Revelation 9:5. Just click on the link. So, if you haven't already listened to these studies that go step by step to show how the biblical timeline of history is put together right from the Bible, get out your calculator and open your Bible to Genesis chapter 5 to follow along and carefully listen to begin to realize just how precise and accurate the biblical timeline actually is insofar as the dates are concerned. These studies are entitled The Biblical Timeline of History with Proofs. You can also find these on the Lord's website by clicking here. Part 1 reveals the biblical timeline from creation to the death of Solomon in 931 BC, then gives some proofs that May 21, 2011 would begin Judgment Day, but as previously mentioned, misunderstands the timing of the rapture to be on May 21, 2011, instead of the last day of the world, as the Bible actually teaches. Again, you can see when the rapture really is by clicking on When is the Rapture? To listen to part one, just click on the following link. You can also click on to download a diagram that goes along with that study. And after you listen to that study, there is another look taken at the same study, and you should listen to that one as well. Just click on the next link. Then, part two reveals the biblical timeline from the death of Solomon to the end of the world. Then gives some proof for the beginning of Judgment Day on May 21, 2011, but once again misunderstands the timing of the rapture and also the end of the world as being on October 21, 2011, due to, as previously mentioned, an incorrect literal instead of symbolic and spiritual interpretation of the five-month period of Revelation chapter 9, verse 5, that you can click on and scroll down and read about verse 5. Anyway, to listen to this part two, just click on the link. Okay, with all that said about the biblical timeline, which gives the basis or the timing of the things for the end times, so it's incredibly important, let's now turn our attention back to finish our review of our last study of Daniel chapter 8, verse 12, part 2. There, once again, we found that this little horn, who was the prophesied to come Antichrist, the counterfeit Christ, Satan himself, who already came and was seated to rule in the Christian churches beginning on May 21, 1988, cast down the truth to the ground. And we found that to the ground was symbolic of in the Christian churches. To fulfill our verse 12 of Daniel 8, by not only proclaiming salvation to still be possible when there is no longer any salvation possible, but also by what is politically called Zionism, theologically called dispensational premillennialism, or just dispensationalism. Indeed, Zionism, we discovered, infiltrated many of the evangelical Christian churches during the 19th century until today. It has become the most popular view held by most of the evangelical churches, such as, for instance, the Calvary Chapels, the American Baptist denomination, the Conservative Baptist denomination, the Brethren denomination, many of the charismatic churches and denominations, as well as many others. And it all began with some Jewish man's commentary on Holy Scripture being placed in the margins of the Holy Bible, and it was first published in 1909 AD in what became known as the Schofield Bible to subvert Christians into following Zionism. And indeed, just as our verse 12 of Daniel 8 said, the little horn and his host or army of demons and counterfeit Christians would be prosperous in casting down the truth in the Christian churches, the Schofield Bible has been quite prosperous in deceiving Christians, especially with respect to how the old and new covenants relate to one another. Zionism ends up reading the old covenant into the new and the new covenant into the old, resulting in huge errors of interpretation and a contortion of Holy Scripture that incorrectly makes the old earthly land of Israel, Judah, Jerusalem, and the old earthly Jew the focal point of end time prophecies, instead of, as it should be, the new earthly Israel, Judah, Jerusalem, and the true Jew, namely the whole corporate Christian church, which also includes all Christian churches. The result has been catastrophic insofar as properly understanding both Old and New Testament Holy Scripture. Old Testament scriptures that were already or will yet be fulfilled in or by the New Testament church are seen as having been or will yet be fulfilled by the old earthly Israel in the old physical and literal land of Israel, not in the church. Therefore, its focus is on the old literal earthly land of modern-day Israel and the earthly Jews, instead of, as it should be, on the Christian church, that the old, ancient, earthly, and literal land of Israel and the Jews only foreshadowed or typified only until the new covenant replaced the old covenant when Christ rose from the dead in 33 AD. So to some degree, modern-day dispensationalists are still living in the shadows or types of the old covenant. They have not yet moved completely forward into the new covenant where the old land of Israel, Judah, Jerusalem, and true Jews are revealed to be the Christian church and Christians. Yes, today, the true Christians are the true Jews. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, which takes place in all true Christians, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God, Romans chapter 2. Furthermore, the true Christians are that remnant from every nation, including the nation of Israel, by the way, that were saved by the faith of Jesus Christ by May 21, 2011, such as Abraham and his godly wife Sarah, Jacob, King David, Rahab the harlot, who, by the way, was a Gentile, Ruth the Moabitess, who, by the way, was a Gentile, all the saved ancient prophets like Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, and all the other Old Testament remnant whose faith came from the Spirit by circumcision of the heart who was in them and looked forward to the coming of Christ. And it was also in the 12 apostles, not Judas Iscariot, of course, but Luke the physician, Stephen the deacon who was stoned to death, Peter the evangelist, and all other people who were saved throughout history by the faith of Jesus Christ in them, by the circumcision of their hearts. Even you also, if indeed the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. For if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8, verse 9. Well, in our last study of Daniel 8, 12, part 2, we mentioned some of the false teachings of Zionism, also called dispensationalism or dispensational premillennialism. First, it wrongly holds to what is theologically termed premillennialism, which means its followers believe that Christ will return and he will rapture his church before, that is pre, what they believe will be a 1,000-year, that is millennial, reign of Christ from Jerusalem. Therefore, his followers are termed premillennialists because, for them, Christ will return to rapture his church to heaven before the 1,000 years when Christ is wrongly supposed to rule this world from the old, literal, earthly Jerusalem over in the land of Israel. But the Bible teaches that the rapture will take place on the last day of the world. And you can click on When is the Rapture to see that. Additionally, as mentioned in our last study, most of them believe Christ will rapture his church to heaven 7 years before Christ's wrongly supposed millennial or literal 1,000-year reign from Jerusalem. Although fewer of them believe the rapture will take place midway into the 7 years, and even fewer of them yet, that I didn't mention last time, but I'll mention now, even believe the rapture will take place at the end of the 7 years. So they have no real consensus on the timing of the rapture. Whatever the case, they all wrongly believe that this supposed 7-year period before Christ returns and is supposed to rule for a literal 1,000 years from earthly Jerusalem will be the great tribulation period on earth, mentioned in the Bible. although the Bible actually teaches that the Great Tribulation was a 23-year period from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011. And to begin to see that, you can click on the biblical timeline to see the timeline. Then click on how was May 21, 2011 first discovered to be the beginning of Judgment Day and study that message. And then click on proofs and evidence for the accuracy of the biblical timeline, and you should be able to discover and see that the Great Tribulation was a 23-year period. It's not a future 7-year period. Now, we also mentioned in our last study that the dispensational believes in two different resurrections, each separated by at least 1,000 literal years. The first resurrection, they say, will take place before the millennial reign of Christ when the rapture takes place. At that time, all those who already died in Christ will be resurrected, and all those who still remain alive on earth until the rapture will be transformed into glorious and eternal bodies, all to be raptured, that is, taken into heaven to receive their eternal rewards for the deeds they accomplished while still yet on the earth in their earthly bodies, whether good or bad. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. The second resurrection, they say, will take place at the end of the world, immediately after their wrongly supposed literal 1,000-year reign of Christ, from the old earthly Jerusalem over in the old land of Israel, when all the billions of unsaved people who had already died will be resurrected. They'll be resurrected to be brought forth with all the unsaved people who still remain on earth to be judged, found guilty, and then cast into the lake of fire forever for their sins. Therefore, they wrongly believe in two resurrections that are separated by at least 1,000 years. The resurrection and rapture of the Christian church, both living and already dead before the supposed millennial reign of Christ to receive their rewards in heaven, and then the resurrection or bringing forth of all the unsaved billions, both the dead and the living, at the end of the supposed but wrong millennial reign of Christ from Jerusalem to be judged and then cast into the fire for eternal destruction, even though the Bible teaches that the resurrections of both the saved and the unsaved will take place on the same last day of the world. And you can get information on that in the study, When is the Rapture? Just click on it and read it and study it. The problem with this Zionism, also called dispensationalism or dispensational premillennialism, that most evangelical churches now hold to, then, is it is all a lie, and therefore against the truth, who is Jesus Christ. So, it has been being used by the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, who is the little horn that was given to rule in the whole Christian church beginning on May 21, 1988, as judgment against them. Yes, the devil himself, as just another way to cast down the truth to the ground. Just as our verse Daniel 8, verse 12 declared, this little horn and its host or army of fallen angels and counterfeit Christians would do. After all, one way to get rid of the truth is to replace it with lies. For every successful lie results in the cover-up of one or more truths. And the best lie covers up a multitude of truths. As far as these latter days are concerned, Zionism is one of Satan's best lies. In our last study of Daniel chapter 8, verse 12, part 2, we also looked at Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. That also speaks about this little horn, the counterfeit Christ or Antichrist, who was given by God himself to rule over the whole Christian church as judgment against it. It reads, "And he," that is the little horn, "shall speak great words," and this is the same great words that the beast speaks, or we learn speaks in Revelation chapter 13, I think it's like verse 4 or verse 5, something like that. Anyway, because the little horn and the beast are the same, and these great words we learned are the words of the Bible. Yes, the little horn works through his counterfeit Christians in the churches, and he speaks great words. He speaks right from the Bible, like their pastors, teachers, evangelists, and all the rest of them do. But it's against the Most High. The little horn shall speak great words against the Most High, Daniel 7:25 says, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And many of us who have been present during the tribulation and have come out the other end have fully understand what it means that he wore out the true believers, because we tried as hard as we could to proclaim the truth, but we were ignored, silenced, considered false prophets. We were spiritually killed. And then Daniel 7, verse 25 states that this little horn will think to change times and laws. That this little horn, Satan, would think to change times and laws, we began to see in our last study, was being fulfilled, at least in part, by the false teachings of dispensationalism, which have infiltrated most of the evangelical Christian churches of our day. Oh yes, postmillennialism, historic premillennialism, which is not nearly as bad as dispensational premillennialism, amillennialism, and other eschatological views, that is end-time teachings, in the Christian churches have also played a part to change times and laws in the Bible, but nothing so harmful nor to the degree and extent of dispensational premillennialism. As already mentioned, also theologically called dispensationalism and politically Zionism. Because dispensationalism or Zionism wrongly interprets many scriptures that have already been or will yet be fulfilled in or by the Christian church to have been or will yet be fulfilled in or by the old earthly literal Israel of our day instead of the true and spiritual Israel, namely the Christian church, many laws of the Bible and various times have been changed. And for the Zionist, fulfillment of the Holy Scripture during the latter days is primarily to be fulfilled over in the old literal nation of Israel. For instance, instead of seeing the fulfillment of the temple having been rebuilt during the gospel age by a remnant from every nation having come to salvation in Jesus Christ, Zionism sees the fulfillment of the rebuilding of the temple as yet future, and to take place at the old literal earthly Jerusalem over in modern-day Israel. Nevertheless, Holy Scriptures are clear that the rebuilding of the old tabernacle or temple of David was fulfilled during the Gospel Age, as all of God's remnant from every nation came to believe in Jesus Christ through the preaching or hearing of the Gospel. As we read in Acts 15, verses 14 through 17, Simeon, that is the Apostle Peter, has declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles with the gospel, that is, to take out for them a people for his name. And to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, that is the temple, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue, that is the remnant of men, might seek after the Lord, and all the Gentiles upon whom my name is called, saith the Lord, who doeth all these things. Thus, in no uncertain terms, this verse reveals that the rebuilding of the ancient physical temple of David in Jerusalem that fell down when the Babylonians destroyed it in 587 BC was fulfilled in the building of the Christian church during the church or gospel age, which is why we read in 1 Peter 2:5, you also, that is all true believers in Christ, as living stones are built up a spiritual house, that is the temple, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And again, through the Apostle Paul, declares that the Christian church of true believers is the temple of God, as we read in 1 Corinthians 3:16, know ye not that you, that is the true believers in Jesus Christ, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And again, God says to the true believers in Christ in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Indeed, ever since the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom as Christ hung on the cross in 33 AD, it signified that never again would the true temple of God be a physical building of some kind over in the old physical land of Israel and Jerusalem. Instead, the temple would be all God's true people themselves from every nation, each one of them through salvation in Jesus Christ, having become a living stone of the temple by being spiritually born from above by the faith of Christ in them through the hearing and believing of the Word of God during the day of salvation, which day began on Pentecost in 33 AD and came to an end on May 21, 2011, to begin the day of judgment. The true temple of God having then been completely rebuilt upon the last one of God's chosen remnant having been eternally saved. Therefore, if God does permit the rebuilding of the old physical Jewish temple over in Jerusalem, it will be because of their lie to deceive, blind, and destroy them all who follow such nonsense. For the new true temple that the old ancient physical temple merely foreshadowed or typified has already been rebuilt, which is all the truly saved people in Jesus Christ, a remnant from every nation, including, yes, from the nation of Israel. But all the rest of the nation of Israel and all the rest of the nations of the world are under the wrath of God and will soon perish for all their sins and their worship of idols. All the false Christs or gods created by their own hands or minds and evil hearts. For as Jeremiah declares in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Thus, we began to see in our last study, then, just how the little horn and his host or army of demons and counterfeit Christians that are mentioned in Daniel 8, verse 12, have indeed used Zionism to cast the truth to the ground. That is, to cast it down in the Christian churches today. The Bible laws or scriptures which declared the rebuilding of the old physical temple in Jerusalem to be fulfilled in the building of the New Testament church, which became the New Covenant earthly Jerusalem, Zionism has changed to be the rebuilding of a yet future physical temple to be rebuilt over in the Old Covenant Jerusalem of modern-day Israel. So not only have God's laws or scriptures been changed by misinterpretation and misapplication, but the times have been as well. They say the old destroyed temple will be rebuilt, that is, sometime in the near future over in the old earthly Jerusalem, over in the old land of Israel. But this is not true. For the temple that was prophesied to be rebuilt, as we have seen, was already rebuilt in the new earthly Jerusalem, namely the Christian temple, which is the Christian church, during the gospel age or day of salvation that came to an end and completion on May 21, 2011, when salvation came to an end forever. So, not only have the laws of the Bible been changed, but also the times for the rebuilding of the temple. And not only has Zionism been used by the little horn and his army of demons and counterfeit Christians to change the times and laws with respect to the building of the temple, but the same has been done with respect to the Great Tribulation. They say that the Great Tribulation has not yet even begun, and for most of them, that it will not begin until the Christian church is raptured to heaven, 7 years prior to a wrongly supposed literal 1,000-year reign of Christ from the old earthly Jerusalem over in the old modern-day Israel. But we know that it already came and ran from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, according to an extremely accurate biblical timeline that you can click on to see just how accurate it is. And it was not an outward and physical tribulation such as the world has seen far too many times, such as by famines, pestilences, or the sword, that is by weapons and war. But it was completely spiritual, such as by spiritual famine of having no more bread of salvation, spiritual pestilences, such as by deceptive spirits, miracles, and teachings, or by the spiritual sword, which very sword is the Word of God, according to the Bible, that has come against the whole Christian church due to their sins beginning on May 21, 1988. Which is why Christ led his true people out from all the Christian churches to complete their sanctification outside of any church, and so that they would escape the spiritual plagues that have come upon her. All the rest have been being bundled in their Christian churches for spiritual destruction as they continue therein to worship their counterfeit Christs, the Antichrist, and Little Horn, the devil himself, being fed a strong delusion to believe a lie by God himself. For 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 9 through 12 declares, even him, that is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, and Little Horn, also called the man of sin, Satan himself, whose coming is after the working of Satan, because he is Satan working through or by his demons and counterfeit Christians, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. They have not received the truth that the church age has ended. They will not receive the truth that salvation has ended. They will not receive the truth that Satan rules over the Christian church, and that he himself is the Antichrist and not some future man thought yet to come and to rule from the physical temple over in Jerusalem someday. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So, not only has the time for the great tribulation been changed, but also the nature of that tribulation. It is not a future event yet to take place, and it is not an outward and physical tribulation of famine, pestilences, or wars. These things may take place because they have always taken place to one degree or another in the world, but they are not the nature of the great tribulation mentioned in the Bible. No, as mentioned, the nature of the great tribulation was completely spiritual and far worse than any outward or physical tribulation could be, because there has never been before a time, except during the great tribulation against the Christian church, when God would no longer save anyone either in the church or in the world, from May 21, 1988 to September 7, 1994 of the Great Tribulation. Of course, after that, until May 21, 2011, during what is called the latter rain in the Bible, God did, for a last time, send out the gospel to save a great multitude in the world out of the Great Tribulation to fulfill Revelation 7, verse 9, through 14, and you can click on that link to learn more about that. But when the many days of Judgment Day began on May 21, 2011, salvation came to an end forever. Anyone not saved by then will not be saved, no matter how hard they might seek for salvation. Well, let's conclude this study for today. In this study of Daniel 8, 12, part 3, we have continued to see how the little horn and his host or army of demons and counterfeit Christians have cast down the truth in many of the Christian churches. In this study, by Zionism, also called dispensational premillennialism or just dispensationalism. Indeed, they have been quite successful or prosperous in changing the times and laws, as Daniel 7, verse 25 foretold that they would. They changed the timing of the rapture as well as the times and laws to do with the Great Tribulation. Most of them wrongly think that the Christian church will be raptured either 7 years or midway into the 7 years, just prior to their wrongly supposed literal 1,000-year reign of Christ from Jerusalem over in the land of Israel. And they wrongly think that the great tribulation of the Bible is yet future, and it will take place during those same 7 years, just prior to their wrongly supposed future literal 1,000-year reign of Christ. This they think, even though the number 1,000 is never used literally in the Bible. And you can click on Revelation 20 and begin reading at verse 2 to begin to see this. So, how they can so strongly believe in a literal 1,000-year reign of Christ is not based on the Bible, but a faulty method of Bible study called the historical literal method of Bible interpretation that has no foundation whatsoever in the Bible itself. Nevertheless, it is still being taught in many Christian circles. Anyway, to validate what Daniel chapter 8, verse 12 teaches, we have begun to see clearly some of the ways that the devil and his army or host during these latter days have cast the truth to the ground. That is, cast the truth down in the Christian churches. Just as our verse 12 of Daniel 8 said that they would. We will continue to see these things as well in our next study. Now, until the next time, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.